Although India pulled out at the last minute, China and 14 other countries agreed in Bangkok this week on plans for what could become the world and number 39's biggest trade agreement, the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, RCEP. They aim to sign it next year to start freeing up trade between members that include the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, Japan, South Korea, Australia, and New Zealand. What will RCEP do? Exact details are yet to be released, but it will progressively lower tariffs across many areas. Its backers say that just as importantly, it will let companies export the same product anywhere within the bloc without having to meet separate requirements and fill out separate paperwork for each country. And quat, for a goods producer written number 39's huge comma and quat, said Deborah Elms of the Asian Trade Center. And quat, what we don and number 39 have now is a lot of Asian trade for final markets in Asia. This sets that up. And quat. It gives an incentive for companies to build supply chains within the region even if they export outside. The agreement also touches on services and on protecting intellectual property. What does and number 39 do? RCEP is not seen as such a and quat, high quality and quat, trade agreement as the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, CPTPP, among 11 Asia-Pacific countries, because it does not cover or harmonize as much. Tariffs are agreed between countries rather than across the board. For some countries, sensitive issues such as agriculture 1 and number 39, be touched. It lacks provisions for liberalizing state enterprises or protecting workers and the environment. What economic impact will it have? Even once signed, implementation would take months to start and years to complete. The complexity makes precise calculations hard, economists say. The 15 participating countries make up nearly a third of the world and number 39's people, it would have been nearly half with India. RCEP members account for nearly a third of global domestic product, with India and number 39's departure making less of a difference. What does India and number 39's absence mean? India can join later and other countries, notably Indonesia and Japan, have been lobbying it hard to stay. But Prime Minister Narendra Modi was emphatic about rejecting terms the other members agreed. And quat, while India and number 39's exit devalues the pact, it also removes the single biggest obstacle to its completion, comma and quat, said Anthony Nelson of consultancy Albright Stonebridge. India and number 39's biggest concern is a wave of cheap goods from China and elsewhere. For other countries, losing India means they won and number 39 access a market that is notoriously hard to get into, but also they won and number 39 be able to include India as easily in supply chains. Supporters of the deal argue that India will lose investment while its consumers will pay more than they should. Southeast Asian countries also see India as a counterweight to China and number 39's growing dominance. And quat, it and number 39's a missed opportunity for India, comma and quat, said Pavida Panananda of Thammasat University in Bangkok. What does it mean for global trade? Just getting the deal done, even without India, is a boost for multilateral trade deals over the bilateral sort favored by US President Donald Trump. Trump and number 39's tariff-raising trade war with China gave extra impetus to push ahead with RCEP, which had progressed only sluggishly since 2012. Does this strengthen China versus the US? China is already the biggest source of imports and destination of exports for nearly all the RCEP countries. But at a time of growing concerns over China and number 39's might, it cements its position more firmly as an economic partner with East and Southeast Asia. It will also be better placed to shape the region and number 39's trade rules. Additional symbolism for China and number 39's rise at the expense of the United States came from the deal being agreed alongside an ASEAN summit to which Trump and number 39's administration sent a lower-ranking delegation than all other countries. In a snub to the Americans, they were met by only three of the region and number 39, S leaders instead of the full group of 10. And what, China measures up commendably against the US diplomatic faux pas and India and number 39, S SEP withdrawal, and what, said Siu Muntang of the Yusof Ishak Institute in Singapore.